I have been going through it. Waking up in the morning isn't even something I wanna do. Bad dreams in the day, I know it. Won't get any better when I go to sleep. But you made me wanna sit on the roof, watching the sunset, listening to Claire while I'm staring at you.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex, he's King, he is Ski. Join our Discord if you'd like to give us movie suggestions. That's the place to do it. This is your movie this week, so this is how we chose this one. Is y'all get in there, y'all give us movie suggestions, I make a poll question, y'all vote on it, and then we watch that movie and then talk about it, and then you get to listen to us talk about it. That's how a democracy works, ladies and gentlemen, and non-binary friends. Twitch.tv/TSBpod is where you can watch us do the sports podcast every Thursday. Ski also does his pack opening podcast every Tuesday. So a couple ways to watch us throughout the week. Also, I post those on YouTube when I get the chance. So we're on all the things. Sports Berea on all of the things. But Discord is the place to actually get in touch with us. Our movie this week, as I said, is your movie. It was suggested by Booble, MT Booble, in our Discord, and it is Send Help. Came out this year, 2026. It is currently on Hulu. It has a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 6.8 on IMDb, 75 on Metacritic. Those are high scores, even the IMDb one. Rachel McAdams stars as Linda Little. Dylan O'Brien stars as Bradley. Edel Ishmael stars as Zuri. Dennis Haysbert, small part as Franklin. They
call me the Hammer. Don't ask me why.
Absolutely. Xavier Samuel played Donovan. That's pretty much it. Not a lot of people actually in this movie. Written by the duo of Mark Swift and Damian Shannon, who also wrote the 2017 Baywatch movie and Freddy versus Jason and 2009's Friday the 13th. This is a wild swath of movies that they have written. Somehow they go from Freddy versus Jason, Friday the 13th to Baywatch, which they haven't written much else besides these, by the way. This is pretty much it for their career, which is just crazy.
Well, it's weird because, once you're kind of in the horror genre, you kind of stay in there.
Yeah.
And I mean, they quote unquote call this a horror movie. I don't.
It's a Sam Raimi horror movie, which is a very different kind of movie, I think. I don't think it's a horror movie either.
No.
Yeah. By the way, a movie directed by Sam Raimi, Evil Dead, Army of Darkness, Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. Doctor Strange, Multiverse Madness, Drag Me to Hell. Also, For the Love of the Game, which is like one of these things is not like the other.
Like I said, it's the writer's Baywatch is that.
It's like, does Sam Raimi just really like baseball? He's like, there's one genre I got to do, and it's the Kevin Costner baseball movie. Mm. That's what I got to do. So.
And guess what? I hate Field of Dreams. That's the worst Kevin Costner baseball movie on top of it as well.
Yeah. This one is For the Love of the Game?
For the Love of the Game is, yeah. He's a Tiger pitcher.
A Detroit Tiger. Yeah.
Get out of here.
It's rough. It's a rough existence. Well, I mean, it's movie magic, you know? Like, it's... You know, it's conflict. He pitches for the Tigers. Is there anything worse? Well, that's a horror movie. You know what I mean? Well,
like, not anymore. It's like all Cy Youngs and shit now. Yeah, but back then,
school
back
kind
then,
of scene, yeah. Berlander kind of
smell. Yeah, but at the time it came out, it was like Jeremy Bonderman losing 20.
Oh, Bonderman! That's a name.
Yeah, that's a drop.
Like Scherzer dumping like 18 L's. Also, yeah.
Just a quick aside, and we just
whatever. No, I was going to say something too.
The uniforms from that Tiger era that Costner, I loved those.
The gray?
With the orange brim, they had the Tiger coming through the D. I like that.
Awesome. And by the way, like growing up, their stadium, just watching bombs getting hit off of the fucking overhang roof, or just out of the stadium.
Out of the stadium.
It was just awesome. That's awesome.
I miss old bandbox fucking stadiums. like that with roofs that you hit him over. Like,
Totally.
it's funny that 20 years ago in the city of Detroit, jokes as you will, it is a major city in America. They were basically playing professional, like Major League Baseball, in a stadium that was Civic Stadium in South
Yeah.
Eugene, just with an outfield. Like,
Yes.
it was the same
Just with an
wooden piece,
overhanging,
just an
yeah, just
overhang.
with stands.
It
Yeah,
was
that was it.
just.
And not even a lot of stands either. Like they really made it look bigger than it actually was.
Like we do the 90s baseball like gag.
Yeah.
If you look at 90s baseball stadiums, oh my God, they were bad.
Indelible like childhood baseball memories, like Cecil Fielder just like rocking bombs out of that stadium. Like it's
Oh
just,
yeah.
yeah, with his like really specific swing. Yeah.
And weighing like 300
Three.
bills.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why this, that's where the swing comes from. He's like,
Gotta get it around the gut.
whole
He's like,
body.
gotta.
Yeah. Let's see. Budget for Send Help, $40 million. Send Help made 94. So almost doubled it in the box office. It was a pretty popular movie when it came out, which wasn't that long ago. And now it's a popular movie on Hulu. I think again, like the 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, like universally, people pretty much love this movie.
Which
And
I don't fully get.
yeah,
Like,
it's weird for like the broad public.
yes,
So I'm
it's
sort of
Sam
with you.
Raimi. Like, Sam Raimi's not really, I mean, he's turned more mainstream, but for like this style of movie, this what he's known for, it's not really mainstream.
There was Sam Raimi shit in this movie
I
too.
mean, there's a picture of
Yeah,
Bruce Campbell,
there is.
so it's like they.
Bruce. So was Bruce Campbell, Dylan,
The
Bradley? Was
dad
he
that owned
the
the
dad?
company.
So he's
Yeah.
the dad who died.
There's like a
Okay,
picture of him like in the office or
I love
something. I
that.
remember seeing
I
it.
remember seeing the picture. I was just like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, but just put two and two together. That's the
Yeah,
dad.
Bruce
That's
Campbell.
awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. And also the scene where she was like dreaming. And all of a sudden, like where the body was coming out of the water, Zuri was like coming out of the water. She's like, "Why did you do it?" And then she turns, and there's like a zombie face or
Yeah, like a
whatever right
jump
next to
scare
her,
almost
jump
with it.
scare, and she
Yeah.
wakes up. That's Sam Raimi to a
I was gonna
fucking
say also the
T.
it happened twice. One when she was fighting the boar,
Yeah.
and they go like the boar's perspective, like moving through the tall grass.
Yeah.
That's a very
Very
Sam
Raimi. That's Evil
Raimi
Dead. That's
Evil
very
Dead,
Evil Dead.
exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a wild
That
scene.
that that
Like,
that kind of that lost me.
did it?
That whole board, because that was
I liked
so,
it. I
it
liked
was,
it
that was
too. I
so
liked the
over the,
POV. I liked it all.
I, the
Yeah.
shot of it is
The
fine.
excessive
That
blood on
boar
her
was
face too.
so over the top.
Yeah. I like it though.
I mean, it was.
I don't know. Like, if she killed a boar, man, like, it is fucking hard to kill boars from what I've heard. And she fucking killed one, and it took a lot for her to kill that fucking thing. And
And guess what?
it made
Boars.
her pay.
And they really took liberties with what boars actually look like. Like, it's like, oh yeah, you know, that's a boar. And he was like, oh, that's kind of, it almost looks like a zombie boar, how he makes it look.
A Sam Raimi boar.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly.
And then the one
To
like
Dan
Bradley.
Lanning, DeBoer looks like a boss. Ooh.
Ooh, that's an is that an L for Rachel
That's
McAdams? Is that a Bro, we don't bring up DeBoer on this podcast.
It was a while ago. You're right.
Come
It was
on. Too soon.
Biden was still president. It was a long time ago.
Too soon. Let's see. So Raimi signed on, and he knew. So he made the, like I said, he made the Doctor Strange movie, Multiverse of Madness. Rachel McAdams was in that, and he apparently really wanted to work with her again because he's like, she's really good,
Big Notebook fan.
and she was completely underutilized in the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness movie. She's just like, she was a side character who was like the love interest who made some quippy remarks, and that was pretty much it. And so he's like, I want her to do this. I want to center a movie around her. I want it to be like in my style, and I think she's going to kick ass.
What is up with this fucking liberal showbiz now? This is what, 2 to 3 weeks with like strong women in the outback, in the elements, like
Disgusting.
just being better than men at surviving.
Impossible.
I don't buy it.
A
I
woman
don't buy it.
surviving in
I don't.
nature? Talk about writings of fiction.
That
No,
is weird, right? It's like it is a theme. And by the way, it's always been a theme. Like what and like by the way, all kids movies are all about women
the
and
woman,
girls. We're
yeah.
like
It's
whose
not a new
parents died.
concept,
No, it's
guys.
not.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's not.
no,
It's
they're No, but this is kind of like Charlize Theron for Apex was like she loved it. Like this was like such like out of her norm, like how show house same thing for Rachel McAdams in this
yeah.
movie. Like you don't see Rachel McAdams in this kind of role.
So are we on board? Because I'm sort of watching this and I'm thinking like this was kind of a risk for her. Because like, I mean she's an established actress. Like she's
Yeah,
been around a
it's
long time. She doesn't need necessarily anything big. But like for her to
I got
do
something for
90, hey yo, for her to do,
appreciation.
I got a lot of
Yeah.
appreciation for her. She's a great actress. What a talent.
Respect.
What a
Respect.
lot of respect.
What a talent. For 95% of this movie, she's makeupless. And they make her
They make her look homely as well.
shitty. And not shitty relative. She's still Rachel
Yeah.
McAdams, but
Yeah.
like she's not
They
looking
played
great.
into it.
They did. And so, that's like that's a risk, is it?
It
I'm
is.
asking.
Yeah,
Well,
oh,
they
100%. Because people on the internet will just see stills and be like, ugly broad, but yeah, I mean, the
Well,
drill.
and she's got the big
the
mole, and
mole, that was the first thing I
she
saw.
has
Yeah.
that. That's
It
like
doesn't
that's
stick. It doesn't stick out that far, though. Like
no,
she
but
has
no,
the little,
exactly. Like that is actually on her body. And they fucking magnified the hell out of that thing. And you could tell Raimi was like shooting angles, just focusing on it too. And
I
yeah,
kept thinking
no.
of the multiple times I thought about the Austin
Austin
Powers.
Powers, a
Yeah.
mole, a
Moly,
mole,
moly.
mole, mole.
Yeah.
Fred Savage, by the way.
No, this was
Fred.
it. Yeah, Fred Savage. This was an interesting shot movie where it was like she got better looking the longer she was on the island.
She did.
Like, I don't know if that was a conscientious effort by Raimi to like make her better looking throughout. And like the
You know,
guy kind
it goes into what we hear all the time about hair, right? Is like you're not supposed to wash it all the time. You're not supposed to treat it with a bunch of stuff. She was getting all natural and her hair was fucking magnificent the more this movie went on.
I
Like,
also have a quick question. How does this guy have like a 3-day stubble the entire time on an island?
That's my
Like this guy
favorite thing
can't get a
about
fucking
all of
beard?
these
Like he
movies.
doesn't grow a beard at all?
Weeks. He's
Weeks.
like weeks and weeks and
I
weeks.
don't know the timeline. At least weeks. Maybe
No,
a
they were.
month.
Yeah.
It's like,
She
was it
was on the
like
island
a
for like a
month?
year. He obviously wasn't, but she was on there for, I believe, a year. So this thing went on for a while.
Crazy. And by the way, she would too. Like she would have facial hair. She would have armpit
Don't
hair.
ruin that one. Don't ruin
No,
that
women
one.
don't grow hair in
Women
those
don't grow
places.
leg
Women
hair
don't
would
have
be
hair.
crazy. Don't grow
No.
facial hair.
Nope.
Ooh. Imagine the smells too. No, but again, I think again that might go to the point too, where it's like, the after a while, the body's natural oils sort of just like make the smell go away. That's like a
I don't,
thing.
I'm not buying that one. The hair one, I'm with you. The
Oof.
I'm just trying to think of me just walking around like humidity for
Well,
3 days,
and washing
a week.
yourself in the ocean, you are going to smell so fucking bad. Like
We
it
brought it up
is.
when we watched A Knight's Tale. Same, guess what? They weren't showering every day. They did
No.
not smell good. She's not smelling like fucking lavender out on this fucking island.
That was the first thing I thought about when I saw the Bradley character like cleaning himself. Like the point of the scene was like, oh, she saw him naked, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just like, bro, you're washing your body in the ocean? Like that
You
is,
smell like a crab.
you're gonna end up worse than you did before you started doing that. Like you have, she's been gathering fresh water the entire time you've been there. Fucking use
She
it.
found the pool of fresh water and took a
Did use it. Like,
like the worst idea. get all that salt and stuff on you and then just stand and bake in the sun all day.
Right.
Like great for your skin,
Ruthless.
I'm told.
Just ruthless. I do love that, by the way. Like, she's such a survivor because she's a fan of the
A
show
survivor.
Survivor and had her own, like, but she's like making lotions and like she's she's fucking made for this shit.
The only time a prepper has ever been useful, pretty
I
much.
know. I know.
How long do you guys think you could last
Oh,
on a deserted island like
so
this?
I'm a type 1 diabetic. I would be dead within like a week. I actually would.
Well,
Like,
don't they get insulin from pigs? You could
oh
hunt a
yeah, there's
boar
boars. I
and
could just like, yeah,
you
sure.
could harvest some insulin from some boar glands.
Yeah, totally.
I honestly think I would last a good minute. As long as there's not like a conflict, like there's not like a tribe on there, then I'm succumbing to, I'm not beating them, you know. But I think, I mean, I'm not saying I could live like 6 months or anything, but I think I could live a pretty decent amount of time. What about you?
I could probably live a long, like castaway length time of time.
Yeah, the
If
hard part
you
would be
find
if you
fresh
get like a
water, you're
tooth
good.
infection or something. Like that would suck. But I'm
Yeah,
pretty.
because that was a big thing in this, because his leg is fucked. Like, there's almost no way he's not getting an infection.
Right.
That
That's what kills you.
the
Yeah,
leg would
that's
come
what it gets.
off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, you step in some reef on accident, your
Step
foot
on our
gets
back.
infected, and you die.
You're
Yeah.
dead.
You're dead. Yeah.
That would be terrible. Like,
That would
you're
be
like,
a
oh,
horrible way
you've
to
lived
die.
for like 6 months and you're like, I
Yep.
have put
One
together this
mistake. You make
little,
one little
yeah, I
mistake.
just stepped on coral and
Yep.
I'm dead. Fuck.
A random ass bug bites you. You're dead. You just
I
your
think I would
arm.
just go and float in the ocean at
Just
that point.
float it
I would
out.
just float it out.
Just drown.
I don't know, 'cause that's like the one, like, when they crash, when the plane crashes, that's like the one thing, like we've talked about with other things, like heights don't bother me. Nothing like that really. Open ocean is like my worst fear.
Absolutely
It's
terrifying.
never
Ending.
drowning is the worst, and then open ocean is the worst.
That whole sequence, by the way, it's a plane. It's a
Plane crashes,
private
quick death. I'd take that. See, that's fine.
plane though.
I'd
Like
blow
that's
up.
sort of like you get on a small plane. That is absolutely the first thing you think of. Like small planes crash all the time. Like so, you're getting on a small plane. The small plane just suddenly out of nowhere just starts fucking breaking apart.
Yeah, just
For
falling
like we
apart.
don't know why, it just fucking did it. It's this like the hole opens in the side of the fucking plane. People get sucked out. The whole scene where his tie gets caught and he's
That was a little much there,
that's another
Sam.
Sam Raimi. That's
I know
another
it was.
Sam Raimi. Yeah, it's another Sam Raimi touch. Yeah, but then crashes into the ocean in the middle of fucking nothing. And so what? You're gonna slowly drown after your plane crashes? You're like, oh my God, I survived a plane crash. Oh, I'm in the fucking ocean, so that sucks. Yeah, but then, yeah, she grabs onto the seat, probably, I think it
Kind
was,
of looked
which
like
is
it,
what you're
yeah.
supposed to do, I guess, but, and then suddenly floats up on the island.
I guess my only question was why did she help the guy to start with? Because it turns into essentially misery
Yeah.
for like a good half, almost half the movie. Like, she's trying to control him while he's weak and wounded. Like, obviously the setup of the movie that she's passed over for this promotion that she was supposed to get,
Yeah.
and he very much dislikes her.
With, by the
But she should
way,
have just let him
like,
die. Just let him die. Why save him?
by the way, like, well, no, she, it turned into a control thing for her because,
Eventually,
like,
but
her
the initial
is
thing was.
assuming the story about her ex-husband was real, where he was like super abusive and like controlled everything, and she was like, no, this is her opportunity with somebody who has been an absolute fucking asshole to her. To manipulate him
But that's
and
not if survival
sure,
is your main focus, dead weight is the worst thing. That
yeah.
guy is dead weight there and taking up resources.
Well,
You
I
don't
think
even bother.
by the time she found him, she was pretty well established, right? Or no, I'm
No,
trying to
she
remember. It was
just got there,
pretty
finds him, and then
okay,
like she spends the time building a shelter like for him, and then
builds a shelter, gets
she
the
loses
water,
half that half her water's gone saving this guy, but just let him die.
yeah. Good question. Good question. Yeah,
Because
and
then,
by
like you're right,
so
it does it this morphs into something much more. But
So by the way, like, she's passed over pretty good reason. Like, I mean,
yeah, she's got ovaries.
I sort of
Yeah.
agree with Bradley here. Like, she is not VP material. Like, yes, she's really good at her job, but yeah, she needs to be presentable and like be able to sweet talk people and be in those meetings and actually be able to, you know, be fun. And she's not that at all.
But
Like,
so, like at the end of the movie, they cut to her on a golf course.
yeah,
She
she turns it
gets
on,
saved.
right? She figures it out.
Though you kind of maybe imply like if she got the chance, she could have done this herself, or did the experience on the island kind of turn her into that?
Yeah,
I
it's
don't know.
good question. I know. She definitely turned into that though. Like, by the way, like, since you mentioned it, another Raimi thing, staring down the lens of the camera in the
Oh
last
yeah.
scene, just like looking right at you. Like, that's
With her bird. Of all
with the
what
bird
where would you
in a
guys
car.
rank where would you guys rank bird on your pet choices? We have it above like a lizard, like any kind of
It's above a
reptile.
skink and above a ferret, but not by much.
No, it's bottom of the barrel for me. Like, they are only annoying.
Yeah,
Like,
actually, I think a skink or a lizard would be higher up because you can contain them in a pen,
Yeah,
like in
and they don't
glass.
fucking talk to you or
Yeah,
make
birds
noise
and
all day.
ferrets are at the bottom of the barrel.
I just,
Especially like parrot people. Those fuckers live like 80 years.
yeah,
Like
they're
that
gonna
is a
outlive you.
commitment. That is a commitment.
Yes.
Hey, Brad. Dorothy had her VP over and fucked her in the ass and she pegged him. Brad, what? I'm just trying to eat Cheerios. She says you're sweet too.
My
The
bird would
Jews
just say,
control the world.
mine would just say, shut the fuck up all the time, because that's what I would say to it. Shut
Yeah.
the fuck up.
God, imagine having a parrot. God, that'd be terrible.
Awful.
I'm gonna throw you in the Willamette River. Ah! Birds are
Wife's
dumb. Ah!
uncle in Montana years ago had a bunch of parakeets that he let free. He had cages for nighttime. He put them up at night. But during the day, they were free roamers
Like in the house or outside?
in the house.
Oof. There's shit everywhere. You got bird shit in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He was a Native American man, so that was
Oh. So did he
not a
like,
big
is
deal
that,
to him.
did he use it for something?
No, that's just,
It's like, oh, it's a gift from the bird.
yeah,
Let's
pretty much.
use it for
We were
our,
like,
it's
Dusty,
medicine.
that's just very unhealthy.
You
Yeah.
put it on your face and it like cleans the
I
pores.
mean,
Yeah.
yeah. Is he Agent Zero for fucking like the avian flu?
Probably.
Patient Zero? Not Agent Gilbert Arenas,
Agent
Agent
Zero,
Zero.
Hibachi, Agent Zero.
Gilbert Arenas, what a drop.
Patient Zero is.
Oh my God. All right. So the movie, I don't know, man, like where to go with this? 'Cause is it a horror movie? Like, because it sort of it goes back and forth,
Well,
because
do
like
is Misery a horror movie?
because I expected it to be more
Well, I
of
mean, is
her.
Jaws a horror movie? People say
Yeah,
it's the number
it's.
one horror movie of all time, and it's that one's debatable enough.
Because I mean, there's like psychological horror
Yeah.
more than I mean
Which
there are jumps.
Misery is, I
That's what I'm
guess,
saying. Like
for
there are
sure.
some jump like terrible jump scare shit, like campy shit.
Campy, yeah.
But it is more you would call a psychological horror, I guess.
Yeah, but I
Yes.
expected more. Like, I expected, because he, like, she helps him the whole, like, she literally, like, nurses him back to life and makes it so he has food and water and blah, blah, blah. And he's still a prick to her. Like, he is still just a fucking asshole to her. So I expected it, like, when she finally, like, especially after she was poisoned, like, I expected her to just be over. Like, tie the fucker up, torture him slow, watch him die slow in a fun way. But she, it never really,
Did
yeah.
she actually like I couldn't quite get. Did she fall for him or try to have some weird fantasy like they were going to live like on this island together, or was it all
Yeah.
manipulation control,
Because
or did she have
because I
like
think at the end,
delusion?
at the end when she held the shotgun up to him in the house, he was telling all these lies, like, I love you, like, I you know, let's start over, let's make a life here, let's, and she was in, like, she was fully into everything he was saying until he tried to shoot her with a shotgun, and then she killed him with a golf club, which, by the way, mwah, golf club to the head in terms of ways to kill the guy, like, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But no, like, she was in, man. Like, I think she is a, what is she? Is she like, she's crazy?
She was definitely a sociopath,
Sociopath. Yeah. Like,
but she kind of
menstruating.
like, I couldn't tell. Is she calculated at all? Because, like,
well, she they make her she's very intelligent,
very smart, but like,
so
I couldn't tell as the movie was going on how much in control she was, because she wasn't, I don't think, but like, how much planning was actually going on with her? Like, did she want to love him? Did she want to kill
yeah,
him?
was it
Like,
a setup to try to get him to fall in love with her? And
because it
then
kept changing, it
yeah,
seemed
I
like it
don't.
kept changing,
It
right?
was kind
Like,
of all over the place.
it was, yeah. Well, she was all over the place because she is like a crazy person. Yeah, so I don't know. Bradley probably had it coming.
Oh, that dude just sucks.
Like,
Yeah.
so that's what I, so like, I was sort of thinking that because I knew what this movie was. I knew, like, Rachel McAdams' character is gonna get trapped on an island with her shitty boss, and she's gonna like fuck him up. And I was like, I was watching this, and I was sort of like, hurry up and get to that. Like, the first, because it, I literally looked at it, it took 22 minutes to get from the start of this movie to them being on the island, which was like, great. That's perfect. Because I hate movies where like a person just gets fucked with and they, like, Dinner for Schmucks, I hated. Like, just movies like that, I fucking hate. I can't stand them. Like, even like sort of Meet the Fockers too, because Ben Stiller's like being a nice guy. He's really genuinely in love with his wife, really wants to get to know the in-laws, be a nice guy, and he just gets fucked with the whole movie. And I'm like, I'm not into that. I'm not into that. And so this movie started that way, and then quickly they were on the plane. Quickly it crashed. Quickly they were on the island and they got to it. So, like, I just, props, I guess I'm just saying props to Raimi for
They
not,
kind of
like,
drag on the island a little bit.
props, well, I say props to Raimi for not wasting our time
Oh.
in everything
In the
prior to the island.
beginning.
Yeah, exactly. They
Yeah.
established what they needed
Well,
to establish and got to it.
why do you bring Dennis Haysbert in for this movie and he's in it for 20 seconds?
Looks great, by the
Like
way.
I saw Dennis, oh, fantastic. But I
Oh,
like saw
yeah.
Dennis Haysbert, was like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fucking Pete Serrano's in this? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Well, we know it's going to just be a movie about two people. So, like,
Yeah. But eventually, like you said, it could have been 40 minutes,
yeah.
a setup, island. But like I said, it was only tw like 20 minutes. So yeah, it's
So
not much chance for him to
was
shine.
the actual turn for her, like, when she killed Zuri and like the guy who came with Zuri? Or did she actually kill them? She led them to their death and then let them die. No, because she hit him on the head with the
She
thing. That's right.
bonked the guy.
She
Yeah.
did bonk the guy. Yeah.
I would now. The turn was, like I said, I think it was all she might have been in love with him.
Yeah.
And then when just terrible idea by this guy to try to take a rickety raft out into the open ocean. Like, what are
Amazing.
you thinking? But yeah, when he poisoned her to send this rickety raft
With
out.
what, berries?
Yeah,
Yeah.
with berries.
Because she taught him about the
Because she
berries.
told him about the
I would never
berries.
eat berries from someone else if I was stuck on an
No.
island. I don't care how good my relationship. You know what? I'm good.
But then she also stowed away this like octopus or cuttlefish or whatever the fuck it was. Like she knew she might need it
Poison, some
also.
poisonous octopus?
Yeah.
That's great.
It just paralyzes you. Yeah.
That's great.
So yeah,
Oh,
I don't know still.
the scene where you think she cut off
Cuts
his
his
dick and
ball.
balls.
Yeah.
I wanted that to happen. I wanted that to happen. I wanted that to be what this movie was. Was her cutting off his dick and balls, it being cauterized by the knife so he doesn't like bleed out and bleed to death, and he's just
Oh, balls bleed like a fucking sieve.
She uses him like a eunuch for like the rest of their days on that island.
But
you know
that
what I
could
mean?
work because at the time, like, nobody would have felt bad for him. Like,
Nobody.
so that's the thing. It was like, you.
He just like deceived her, tried to kill her with poison, yeah, and then tried to leave on a dumbass raft.
Yeah, that
like,
was
no,
the thing.
You deserve to get your balls cut off, dude. You do. Yeah.
I feel like they made him too dumb.
Yeah.
Is the problem. Like, their basic knowledge, human knowledge, should have more than this guy on a deserted island.
There was a deep meaning about capitalism in there. That
Yeah, there definitely was.
Oh, the rich people are not always the smartest. Shout out to our woke directors.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi. Yeah. Do you think all the things she told him were actually true? Or
well, that's the other thing, you don't know how calculating she was. It's kind of, if you want to look for that angle, it's very well done if his goal was for it to be so vague that you don't actually know.
Yeah. Because then at
Because,
the
like,
end,
she's crazy enough to be on, like King said, stay on this island for months longer. Who knows how many months
she would have
when
stayed
she
there
didn't need to.
forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. She seemingly would have stayed there forever. But then at the end, you're
But
like,
she knew how to play it to get
she
this
did.
deal in the end, too.
And
Like I said, she's very
exactly. She
calculated.
writes a book. Book gets made into a movie. She's writing a self-help book on top of that. And she's playing in celebrity golf tournaments. Like, she is now a celebrity from
But
being the real life survivor. So she knows what she's doing clearly. So it makes me think on the island when she doesn't know what she's doing, that might just be her manipulating the
that's
dude or
yeah.
bullshit. Yeah.
But also, how did she get away with this murder?
She also just could have killed him really early on.
That's what I said she
So,
should. I would have done just killed. But how does she get away with murder?
Let him
Because
die.
clearly, the owner of that fucking mansion on this island is going to be there eventually because people are bringing fresh fruit. How
Yeah.
does she get rid of the body and the
Yeah.
evidence?
Is this like a
And
John Wick situation where she like calls somebody with a coin and they come clean
I
it up?
guess
Because,
I don't know.
yeah.
That was the only thing that got me. Like, this dude is dead in this
Yes.
room. How'd she clean it up? Because
Blood everywhere on
everywhere.
carpets, like, and by the way, uses the ornamental golf club to bash a
Yeah.
dude's skull in. Like, they're gonna miss the golf club, and like they're gonna know that like the big statue that he pulled the horn from is missing. Like,
And the people like, all this fruit we brought is
yeah, it's
gone.
gone.
Somebody was here. Let's maybe check out the house. Maybe just a little tertiary, check here.
I was thinking as the movie is going on, like, where the fuck is she getting all this fruit from? That's like the most like fruitful, for lack of a better word, fucking island in the history of Earth. Jesus Christ. Yeah. And it's all like super ripe and good.
Oh, just perfectly ripe mangoes.
I know. Like, where is this coming from? Ah.
I can't get a ripe avocado in the damn store.
Insane, man.
She's pulling them off fucking trees.
All right.
It's either rock hard or fucking the.
She's making fucking ceviche out there because she can find a fucking lime.
She is.
Find citrus.
Is that where the lotion came from, too?
Yeah,
by the
probably.
Way? Just goes in the bathroom and gets some lotion. No wonder her
That's
hair
why
is
she looks
looking
great.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's taking
great
showers.
Conditioner. Yep. Now it's all making sense.
It all comes together.
Yeah.
All right, we got like a minute and a half left. Let's grade this Booble's movie. Thank you, Booble, for the suggestion. Who wants to go first? And how much should we do it
out
at?
What's it out of this week?
MC. Oh, that doesn't work this week, Adams. Five. It somehow worked the last couple weeks.
Right,
let's go five. All right, who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
This is too high of a score.
Okay.
3.2.
I'm not going low. I'm going like I enjoyed this. I thought it was fun. I thought it was like kind of choppy at points and was not consistent at all, but 3.75. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't get the scores, the ratings you
the
listed off to
92 on
start
Rotten
this.
Tomatoes.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
No Sam Raimi movie, even Army of Darkness and all that, still not even that high of a score. I'll probably split the D on you both. 3.5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was, I mean, it was it. Like I said, Sam Raimi doesn't shoot a bad movie. It was shot well.
He really doesn't.
Just gets squirrely occasionally.
Yeah. And like all those movies I listed off earlier too, they're good movies. They're not elite. They're not bad. They're good. And he makes good movies. This is a good movie.
Consistent good movie maker.
Yes, absolutely. Weird, for sure, but consistently good. Yeah, gotta give him credit.